This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel intensified its bombardment in and around Gaza's second-largest city early Tuesday as ambulances and private cars came racing into a local hospital carrying people wounded in a bloody new phase of the war in Gaza. Under U.S. pressure to prevent further mass casualties, Israel says it's being more precise as it widens its offensive into southern Gaza. New evidence collecting in Israel and painting a grim picture of sexualized violence by Hamas. ABC's Lisa Dwyer.
Israeli officials say there is evidence of widespread sexual crimes committed by Hamas during their attack. Victim testimony and evidence gathered by rights groups indicate that Hamas militants carried out widespread sexual and gender-based crimes during their October 7th attack in southern Israel. The reports are disturbingly graphic. Rights organizations say the sexual atrocities committed by Hamas were intended to be utilized as a psychological weapon. Israel's police say they are combing through 60,000 videos seized from Hamas to bring the perpetrators of the killings, abductions, and sexual violence to justice. Hamas has rejected Israel's allegations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville says he's ending his blockade of most military promotions.
The Alabama Republican held up the nominations for months in protest of a Pentagon abortion policy and faced heavy criticism from colleagues. Now
it's over.
But he's still blocking 11 of the highest-ranking officers.
To include those nominated for four-star.
Still, Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the Pentagon's encouraged by the news and will keep talking with Tuberville about lifting all the holds. Critics blasted Tuberville for hurting national security through leaving key positions unfilled and for blocking promotions of officers who had nothing to do with the policy he...
Peace, Sagar Magani. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is visiting Greece Thursday for a summit with the Greek prime minister. The meeting comes after years of tensions that brought them to the brink of war. More from Dorian Jones.
After years of rising tensions over territorial disputes in the Aegean and Mediterranean seas, where vast energy reserves are believed to exist, and the decades-long partition of Cyprus between Greek and Turkish communities, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's summit with Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis in Athens Thursday offers an opportunity of rapprochement, observers say. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Thousands of demonstrators in New Zealand are protesting new government's policies toward indigenous communities.
The government has promised to treat New Zealanders equally, regardless of race. However, the protesters believe the new government has a racist agenda that's an assault on indigenous rights. Rally organizer Tuku Morgan told New Zealand television that there is intense anger in the Māori community.
This is to send a clear message to the government that we will not tolerate their racist policies.
Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
The interior ministers of Britain and Rwanda have signed a treaty that aims to revive a plan to send asylum seekers to the East African country that has been blocked by UK courts. The British Home Secretary, James Cleverly, said the legally binding agreement signed on Tuesday with his Rwandan counterpart would address all the issues raised by the UK Supreme Court. Britain's top court ruled last month that the policy was unlawful. Britain and Rwanda struck a deal last year for some migrants who cross the English Channel to be sent to Rwanda. Britain has already paid Rwanda at least £140 million, but no one has yet been sent there. China has intensified a crackdown on online scams operated in border areas of Myanmar. The drive has been showcased by confession videos and national TV broadcast. Unlikely, high-profile suspects. The drive is confined to a limited area and appears unlikely to root out criminal syndicates operating in the human trafficking area and other illicit activities. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.